Now, in patients who then have a good response to that and after a period of time have to have the oxali stopped because of neurotoxicity, I assume you continue on with the capecitabine and bevacizumab?
I think as long as there's no evidence of progressive disease, that's right. I would then continue with Xeloda plus Avastin. However, if in fact there's any evidence of progression disease, then clearly one has to kind of switch gears. And then in that case, kind of in the second line setting, I think one has a number of choices. One could simply go single agent irinotecan. One could consider FOLFIRI. Another possibility might be Xolair. But I think, you know, if they've been on Xeloda and progressed, I'd be a little less inclined to go with Xolair. And my preference would probably be just single agent irinotecan.
Is your decision influenced by the length of response? Let's say a patient continues on for a couple of years and they're doing well. I guess I'm curious, are there situations where you'd continue the bevacizumab and add another chemotherapeutic agent?
I think if there's evidence of progressive disease in the absence of any clinical data thus far, I'd feel a little uncomfortable continuing the Avastin. And the reason is because one can't say for sure which element the patient progressed on. And so even though, yes, it's true in the breast cancer world, Herceptin's kind of continued from first line to second line to third line, even though they may have progressed on Herceptin-based therapies, you know, cancer cells are very smart. And so just like they can develop resistance mechanisms to cytotoxic chemotherapy, they also can very easily develop resistance mechanisms to agents such as bevacizumab Avastin that target either the process of angiogenesis or vascular permeability. So we certainly, at this point, do not continue Avastin if there's any evidence of progressive disease.
And again, in that second line setting, can you sort of track out what the next steps would be?
Yeah, so I think off of a study, single agent irinotecan, certainly quite reasonable. And then once patients progress on irinotecan, and if they're deemed to be tolerant to irinotecan chemotherapy, then we would add Erbitux for the next line of therapy. And then, again, we don't have data, but if in fact a patient were to progress on irinotecan plus Erbitux, certainly based on the BOND-2 study, one could consider coming back in with bevacizumab in combination with irinotecan plus cetuximab.
Have you done that?
We've not done that as of yet, but I have heard that there have been some folks who have tried that, even after someone has had Avastin on the first line setting, with a good response.